My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you believe in and that you love so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That's the Budget Effect. And this is the Budget Effect podcast. Welcome in. If you want more content brought to you about being mindful and intentional, content that's focused on your well-being and the well-being of your family, and a no-stress way to keep being smart with your money, then hit the subscribe button or that little plus if you're on Apple. And this show will bring you all that content every week. Thank you. Now let's get to the goods. I want this episode to be really actionable. Like, let's make sure you have a solid goal and get you started working toward it right now, right away today. So here we go. First of all, what do you want your goal to be? Maybe you have a goal coming into this episode, but if you don't, let's take a minute to talk about this. What do you want your goal to be? Maybe you have a whole bunch of goals and yet then just like write them down. What are all the things you want to do with your money or with your life, really? Because money goals are life goals too. Write them all down and then let's prioritize them. Which one is the most important or the most urgent, or which one will have the most impact to get you started and get you that momentum so that you can reach all of them? You can decide that. If you have no idea, then let me help you with some ideas here. First of all, how about a small emergency fund? A lot of smart people say that you should start out with getting a small amount saved, like $1,000 or something around there. This amount is not enough to hold you down if you lose your job and you need like 6 months of savings. I'm not talking that much savings. But if something big happened, you wouldn't break because you have a safety net. You have a little bit of a savings. You wouldn't have to put it on your credit card if a little emergency happened. You'd be okay. You'd have a savings. This was my first goal when I started my money journey, and this is what I recommend. So $1,000. If you think $800 is enough, do $800. If you're more comfortable with $1,400 and you think, okay, $1,400 would be a good amount of savings, then do that. But just something around $1,000, get yourself a little emergency fund saved. That can be your first goal. Now, most people, including me, say that once you have that small amount saved, your goal should be paying off your high interest debt. Now, this is like credit cards, anything that probably is above 10% interest. And if you listen to episode 3, we talked about how to get started with budgeting if you're starting from nowhere. And I had you list out all your debts with the amounts, the minimum payments, and the interest. So here's where you pick one of those debts and make it your goal. Make it your goal to get that debt crossed off. This is the most fun and rewarding part of budgeting, I think. Getting your debt kicked. Like, this was the most fun, most exciting. When I became debt-free, that was exciting. This is the best. Pick one at a time and get it crossed off your list so you could pick one of your debts as your goals. Another goal could be investing. Where are you in your money journey? If you're debt-free, then I would look at your investing next. We talked about how beneficial it is to get started as early as possible with investing. We talked about that in episode 6. So do you want to play some catch up here? Maybe if you feel like you're behind a little bit, maybe you want to throw some big amounts of money at your investments. Make that your goal. For myself, once I had my emergency fund and my debt paid off, my next goal was saving for a house. And a house is really an investment. I thought of it as an investment and a place to live, so that's what I wanted to save up for next. Or maybe your next goal could just be to max out this year's Roth IRA. So in 2023, the max is $6,500, and in 2024, it's going to be $7,000. So maybe your next goal is to save $7,000 toward your Roth IRA over the course of the next year. But you know, like, if you get it saved earlier, you just have that chunk of money. Or even like if $7,000 seems way out of your league, then have a different goal towards your Roth IRA, like $3,500 halfway. get it halfway there, depending on your situation. Just don't ignore investing something. And if investing totally confuses you, just get someone to help you. Ask for help, because we can't just ignore it because we're confused. We got to get started. So those are big goals: paying down a debt, saving an emergency fund, working towards investing. Let's talk about some smaller goals you could have. I mentioned in the episode I did about basic financial wellness that you should be able to save for anything. Even a new couch or a little vacation, even a pair of roller skates. Like, if you don't have the money for roller skates, you should be able to save that money. Or if you have to go to a wedding in the summer, you could be saving money to help you with that wedding. Like, those are the littler goals, the everyday goals. Maybe that is one of your goals. Pick one, let's go. And now let's get into what it looks like during the month to be budgeting toward that goal. So this is a goal-focused money plan. Some people say, like, I don't even know the numbers because I don't do budgeting this way, but it's like 30% to your housing, 50% to saving, 20% to, no, it can't be 50% to saving, 20% to saving. Anyway, people do like percent-based money plan. Obviously, I don't know the percentages off the top of my head, but like, give a certain amount to investing, a certain amount to your everyday expenses, and a certain amount to your essentials. I don't do that way. I'm not saying it's bad. Like, if that works for you, do it. Do what works for you. My goal is to help you figure out a plan that you love. So if you love that plan, do it. I do a goal-focused budget because that's what I love. I love to set and reach a goal and work towards it. I feel like it gives you a reason to stay with it. It gives you something to work toward, and I think it really works. And that is the budget that I love and that I can stick to. So here is what you do. First of all, you know all your income for the month. If you don't know the exact number, then you have to give a good base estimate. And then you create your zero balance budget, which just means you have this amount and you give every dollar, every penny, you put it into the category where it goes, and you keep subtracting what you budget from your income until your income gets down to zero. So say you have a $3,000 income, you give $220 for food. So you subtract that from your $3,000. You give $100 to family fun. You subtract that, and you keep giving your money a place until your income gets down to zero. So if you like have everything budgeted with all your necessities, you give as much as you can toward your goal. This is the fun part: making the plan, figuring out how you're going to do this, and making it come true. The disciplined part is sticking to your plan throughout the month. So let's talk about that next. Now, when I first started out, I would budget my whole income for the entire month, but then I would go further and break it down by the week. So then I would say, okay, if I have $220 for groceries for the month, I know that I have $55 for this first week, and I am going to stick to my $55 for the week. You see how that's like a little more, it's just a more solid plan. You know exactly what you have for the week. You stick to it. I would like count my groceries in my head as I grocery shop, or there's apps, or you can just have your calculator app up on your phone and be adding stuff as you grocery shop so that you make sure you stick in this $55. Or if you order groceries online, that's even easier, because you can see exactly what you're spending. So the discipline part is then sticking to this budget and then actually tracking your money. So you have your spreadsheet or you have your notebook, you know you have $55 for the week for your groceries. And when you go and you spend $25, you write that down. And then when you spend $15 at a different place, you write that down. So you track your money for the week, so you know that you are sticking to your budgets. And that's in every area, of course, not just your grocery area. Making sure you stick to that budget, don't go over. Where there's a will, there's a way. Like, there were times when I didn't have enough for what I wanted for groceries. Just put it back. You will figure it out. There is a way to stay in that grocery budget. Sometimes just when I needed it, somehow someone would give me a gift card and I would make it. Like, once you start doing this, I'm telling you, things are going to start to fall into place. Things are going to come along and help you. And maybe they were always there before and you just didn't notice them because you weren't as intentional. But things will come along to help you on your money journey. Stick with it. All right. So the fun part is creating the plan. The disciplined part is sticking to the plan throughout the month. And then the part you can't skip is the closeout. At the end of the month, after you have tracked all your money for the month and you know how much you have left in each category, you close out. Now, if you stuck to your budget, then this will be easy and quick and very satisfying because, okay, so you had $220 in your grocery budget. You spent $221.39. Well, you actually take that, what did I say, 29 cents, 39 cents? Well, you actually take that 61 cents that you have left then and put it towards your goal. So if you only had $10 in your goal, now you got $10.61. And hopefully, when you really start working on this, then you will have extra money all the time. Because, yeah, you might have budgeted that much, but you always try to stick under that. And also you overestimate. Like, I overestimated my electric bill. So actually, I have a couple dollars extra from that spot. Move it toward my goal. I overestimated my childcare bill. So I got a couple extra dollars there. Put it towards your goal. At the end of every month, you see where you have money left that you didn't spend in all these categories, and on paper, move that money towards your goal. And then whatever your goal is, like if it's in your emergency fund, you make sure you move all that money from your checking account to your savings account. Or if it's paying off debt, you move all that money from your checking account and make the payment on that debt. That was the most fun part every month, calling and making the payment. I always do it over the phone for some reason. I like that better than paying online. But that is the close out. Now, if you didn't stick to your budget in some places, let's talk about that. Like I said, the more disciplined you are, the faster, the easier, the more happy it's going to be. But of course, sometimes you will go over. So let's say you budgeted that $220 for groceries, but you spent $225. Okay, so you actually went $3 over. Now you need to go into your other categories, and instead of moving an extra $3 somewhere else towards your goal, you need to move it to cover your grocery budget. So you just kind of move it into that other category to cover where you went over. That's how you like troubleshoot your zero balance budget. Or if an unexpected cost comes up, like you didn't know you'd have to pay for this extra childcare field trip. Like, what are you going to do? Not send your kid on the field trip? Nope, you're going to. So then you might have a little less in your grocery budget to spend. Okay, so you'll have to have spaghetti one more night that week because I think spaghetti or rice and beans, that's like the cheapest meal, right? So you just find other places where you can go less in that area and put it towards the area that you need. And I find when I'm really focused and I actually am tracking my money always, there's a way to move things around to make it work. You can do this. I want this for you. In episode 2, I talked about 4 effects of budgeting. And one was you're going to have more money than you thought. Number 2 is you're going to reach your goals. Those are obvious when you budget, but the one you don't expect is how confident you're going to feel, how confident and how excited it's going to feel, and how purposeful this is going to be in your life. So let's just recap the episode quickly. First of all, pick your goal. Give some good thought to it. Make it impactful. Make it something that will really help you move forward, get momentum with your money. Number 2, create that zero balance monthly budget. Create that plan, and you will see that it is possible. Make it possible. Number 3, stick to your plan. Stick to your budget. Track your spending. Stay within your categories. Be disciplined. Number 4, close out at the end of the month and move every extra penny you have toward that goal. I believe you can do it. I am rooting for you. It is my mission to help you create this plan that you love and reach this goal. So if you haven't followed the show yet, if you haven't subscribed, do that now. Click the button and I will keep bringing you tips and motivation every week. I am wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.